Nice.
Welcome.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Happy Friday. You are joining me live in the Village of Carry in this studio, and this is your podcast. This is your megaphone. This is your microphone. I join you live every night, every weeknight at 9. What I do is I try to bridge the gap between online, the online world and the offline world to where we can talk with our neighbor. I've been doing it for a while. It's going to be a fun, short Friday show. This is kind of my Mr. Rogers thing, to where I turn on this light instead of Mr. Rogers. You don't want to see me take my shoes off. So this is my Mr. Rogers thing. Try to bring the neighborhood together. And it's a Friday show. So there's a budget workshop that we were going to go through today, and I was like, it's Friday and people are probably checked into the weekend. So we'll do that Monday, and I'm going to go through a few, like election resource things and, talk about, who I am and a few like social media posts, why I'm running, and it'll be a short, fun show. So happy Friday and, welcome to Voices Carry Live.
Well, here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Thank you.
attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Hi, my name is Randy Scott. Hello again. I'm very happy to be here. I thoroughly enjoy doing this to where I can connect with you at home, no matter if you're in Cary or you're not in Cary. This show is for you. If you're not in Cary, I highly recommend starting something like this for your own town. I think it's desperately needed, not only for the youth. Our youth right now kind of has it hard growing up with, hey, welcome to the world. Here's a phone that can tell you literally everything and think for you. I just watched a video the other day of how algorithms are pretty much telling us how to think and what to watch. And it's a slippery slope. So we need to empower our youth, our residents. And like I've always said, if I get into the mayor spot, I'd be greatly honored to be opposed by somebody that was curated in the village and went through our strong schools, which we're going to work on and make that relationship better. And I greatly look forward to bringing parents, residents, and kids into local discussion. I think it's long overdue. But this is my little world here that I've set up for to try to connect people. And what I'm going to do today is I have some things about me, like who is that bald guy that talks about Cary all the time? Hi, that's me. And I thought instead of doing a budget workshop today, which was like an hour and a half long video, they're talking about a whole grab bag full of stuff. And they're also talking about like a grocery sales tax that the state of Illinois is taking away, but then we want to put it back on. And If Illinois ever says, take that tax away, you don't really question them. So that's kind of where my mindset is. It's kind of like, if they want to take away something, you might need to throttle back on some other things to take care of the folks a little bit. So we might get into that on Monday. But what I have for you here is a black and white copy, because I only have a black and white printer in my studio, of Vote Scott for Mayor and why I'm running. Repair the relationship between the village of Cary and school district 26. You've heard me talk about that. If this is your first time watching, please go back into the archives. You don't have to go back very far. Just yesterday, there was a title of school buses take a detour and the village drives a school away. We've done some damage to our local school district, not just monetary, but just emotionally and morale. It's just not. I look forward to getting in there with our superintendent, Dr. White, sitting down with the board of both village and district and bury the hatchet. Find out what they want, what damages were done, and get to a point to where we can carry forward and focus on the kids. Inspire more parents and residents to get involved in local government. That's kind of what this show is kind of laying the foundation and the groundwork for. I might not do this regularly, like every weekday, if I were to get in, just for family life sanity. But I can guarantee you that you will see a lot more things that you've ever seen before of the Village of Cary, and you will be involved more than ever. And I greatly look forward to that. Inspire more parents and residents. I say parents because they have skin in the game. Residents of all ages. Seniors, they've seen this town before. You know, when the Welcome to Cary sign said 4,000 people on it, or, you know, we have to listen to these voices. That's tribal knowledge that we cannot let go into to disappear. So they will be brought in. continue my public service to the residents and businesses of the Village of Cary. I served as a firefighter for about 10 years, and I loved every minute of it. It is a great organization. I've worked with Public Works, I've worked with police, I've worked with fire, obviously. And my family lives in town, and we sleep soundly. And if that tells you anything, I can't talk enough about I lay into the village, and I if you've watched before, I lean in on the village. And I often always say, it's not a blanket. There's a lot of smart, intelligent, hardworking people that want to be pointed in the right direction. And that's coming. And sure, the goals and vision of the village are aligned with the goals and vision of the residents of Cary. We're going to be leveraging referendums. You're going to be sick of referendums. You can be like, Randy, no more referendums. And there's other tools in the toolbox to where you can pull the audience without going to referendum or having to wait. I've done the research. There's other things that other states use to pull the audience securely for, say, zoning decisions. Imagine that. And what better to make zoning decisions than the populace. And then this is Vote Scott for Cary Mayor. Who am I? I attend the District 26 155 schools from kindergarten on. I remember waiting in line to go into Three Oaks School on kindergarten. And I was always AM kindergarten. I didn't know there was a PM. And when I found out there was a PM, I was like, I could have been sleeping in, and we had the milk ticket, and I could tell you so many memories from that school, and I know what they do inside those walls, and I know it's amazing, and that's why when you mess with the school district, you get my attention. And focusing on schools, that doesn't mean, like, if you have kids that are moved out, you want them to move back. And you don't want them to be poking around the school district being like, they don't know their left hand from their right hand. I'm not moving my kids back here. Or if you have kids and you're thinking about homeschooling, that's me. You should be a little upset that we don't have our stuff in line. So that's what we're going to do. Bachelor's in Public Safety Administration. I went to NIU for that. There was a business emphasis with that as well. And I took a lot away from that and brought as much as I could to the hospitals that I worked at and the fire department that I worked at. And just it grew from there on out. It was a great foundation. A lot of that also focused on... met with the village administrator of Hoffman Estates. I had about five classes with him, and we did a lot of stuff on village administration and how to play nice in the sandbox. So I'm looking forward to tapping the shoulder of those tools as well. Started Cary Dairy in 2020 with my wife Meredith. We busted our butts getting that off the ground, and that was literally to bring everybody into the mix. I would sit across the street staring at that place, and kids are riding their bikes with their families passing by bongs in a smoke shop. I was like, and thankfully I have a strong wife, and she just blew wind in my sail, and we never looked back. And the reason why the main color is purple is because it's red and blue, and as we know, politics, red and blue, we're made not to like each other, but we're bringing it together. Firefighter EMT for carry fire protection from 2013 to 22. Left because I wanted to spend more time with family. That's actually a good point. I left when right before my first child was born, and I can't even believe, like, time is just such an amazing thing. But I can't believe I'm talking about this like this. But the reason why we busted our butts to try to open was not only to bring the community together, but also to bring our family together, because to create a little bit more free time, you know, running a business, how much free time, but just a little bit more freedom. And then when we opened the business, I got to see behind the curtain of some operations. I got to meet my heroes of who I'd been working for the last 10 years. That would be the residents and the people who dialed 911, but the people pulling the levers. And I was like, we need to clean some of this stuff up. Host of the podcast, Voices Carry. That's this. With a mission to get more residents involved, informed, and empowered. I love empowering. Whenever we do a live board meeting watch party, it's not to be like, they said this wrong, look at this. It's not about that. It's about empowering and getting the veil and all the engineered things that go into a village government that is meant to intimidate, whether purposefully or unintentionally, to break down that fourth wall and get you involved into your local government. And that's what I'm trying to doing and will continue to do. So like if we watch a village board meeting watch party and there's a term that we don't that I think I can provide context to you, I will do that. If there's a process that I understand that I think that could be of value to you, I'll share that. You might be sick of hearing me say the same thing if you're a regular listener, but I'm going to say it again, and just to bring new people in, and that's what we need. And then also, if there's something that I don't understand, I will look it up and have it for you the next show. Here's a sample ballot. This is from the McHenry County Clerk's website. So if you're if you like to be a voter in the know, when you go to the polling place, you can download a sample ballot on here. There's me. It is amazing to be on here. Listed with Mr. Kaunick. It's a responsibility I don't take lightly, and it's a great feeling to be able to do public service again. To once again have an opportunity to serve you. And then this document here is also from the McHenry County Clerk's website. It shows the voting early hours and dates. And you have the Algonquin Township office off of 14. And you have the Cary Park District Community Center. The old swimming pool in Village Hall. We call it the Cary Municipal Center now, but you might see some stuff come down the pike of calling it the Village Hall again, because I think the Village Hall sounds a lot more inviting to where, hey, honey, let's go to the Village Hall for the board meeting. Hey, honey, let's go to the Municipal Center for the board meeting. We got to do something about that. We might not change the rock wall sign immediately, but that other sign, it'll be the Village Hall, to where we can all talk together, disagree together, respectfully, and get Cary pointed in the right direction. There's a lot of voices out there that have been waiting for a megaphone, and that megaphone to your right is there for a reason. It's there for you to be used respectfully and to be used frequently whenever you think there's something that doesn't sit right. I often keep things that when I feel that something doesn't sit right with me, like the flags over my shoulder. Those are flags of stuff that I'm like, oh, I need to look into this. Whenever I've been doing this for quite a while, like this podcast, and whenever I come across something, I'll write a flag or it also goes into a document, but that's more visual. And then like the electrical aggregation, cumulative, which is where they decided to, they know what's best for your household, so they switched you over automatically. We just need to stop tinkering around with how you run your household. And the other thing was the home rule. There's never anything inserted in your water bill. Not the village meeting dates, not, hey, we're thinking about building this. But when it came to home rule, that's all you saw. So we need to bring you into the fold. We need to bring you into the mix. And that's what we're going to do. And that's pretty much what I had for you today. I wanted to keep it short and sweet for a Friday show. Let me see if there... no correspondence, but that doesn't matter. If you'd like my campaign, there's no fancy donate button. There's no max, like, there's no like, hey, you can only donate this much. I don't accept donations from anybody. This is all self-funded. This is all ran lean and mean. Not mean. You know what I mean. It's ran lean, but effective. And I think that's what we'll be doing in Cary, to where we support the great team that we have at the village now. Let the board have a voice and do critical thinking. And, you know, bring you at home into the fold. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. If you'd like a yard sign, we have yard signs. We had a meet and greet at Cary Dairy. Came down and said hi to Meredith and I, and it was amazing. We met so many. I can't tell you, sometimes it feels really isolating doing this. And then when you have a meet and greet, you get people coming out of the woodwork and just kind of like, it gives you that, when you put your head at the pillow at night, it lets you like, maybe I'm doing the right stuff. Maybe I'm over the target, because when you have people come up to you and just at the verge of like crying and say, thank you. That's why I do it. You don't have to cry, but it's just, my power of empathy is just so strong. Like I can feel the folks that have a family and they don't have a lot of free time and they can't be involved with their community and they're watching where they moved kind of slip away. And that's what we're going to secure. And then if you'd like a yard sign, if you'd like to request a free yard sign, email me at voicescary@proton.me. That's voicescary@proton.me. That's a secure email. So you can send me your, it's not like a website form. It's actually a secure service email. Send me your address and I will have a yard sign. I'll bring a yard sign out to you. And if you want to, be like, hey, who's that out there? And be like, say hi, talk. I look forward to that. And this is, you'll see some other stuff coming out next week. That'll be fun. And have a great weekend. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you for joining me. Have a great night.
Welcome.